Coach's Insight continuing here tonight, Care 93.7, as we continue to chat about Jefferson County North. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. We're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll, coming off a win out of the break to start 2023. 52-31, the win on the road at McLouth. And Coach, how nice was it to see your team come out of the break and, you know, the couple weeks off and limited practice time and played the way they did on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought we started off really well. I was very pleased to see how we played. We had good shot selection. We had most of our points coming to the paint. I still think we missed a lot in the paint that were kind of bunnies or give-me's, but those are ones that, you know, have some time off. Maybe that's why we missed them, but I think if we convert those in the first shot, it looks a lot better. Otherwise, I thought defense, you know, our game started with defense is where we forced, you know, over 20 turnovers, I think, so that was good to see. I'd still like to see us box out a little bit better, but overall, I'm very pleased with how we played.
Were you surprised a little bit with how good maybe you started? Because it's really hard sometimes, you know, gauging kind of where the mindset is when you know, the kids don't have to go to school. All they have to do is worry about a few practices over the break. Maybe their mind's not where it needs to be exactly, but seeing your guys locked in and the way they started that game, it had to at least made you feel pretty good, at least moving forward now.
I think so, yeah. We came out very strong. I think we started off on a 12-0 run, which is good to see. And then I think fatigue set in a little bit, and McLeod's able to close the gap a little bit right before halftime. So I think a little fatigue and losing focus there when you get tired. But when we started the game, we were locked in, and it was good to see, and I think we can hopefully build on this moving forward.
Yeah, you build on it and move forward for the game on Friday against Valley Falls. Valley Falls coming off a loss to Jackson Heights. Cobras just get their first win of the year on Tuesday night. But Valley Falls, you know, they got some athletes and, you know, dealing with a little bit of injuries right now. But Zach Evans is really, really good, averaging almost 20 a game. You know, how much have you kind of scouted this team? What do you know? What do you expect? And kind of the expectations for Valley on Friday?
Yeah, I haven't been able to watch much film on them yet. That'll kind of come over the next 2 days. But like you said, Evans is a good player, and I know Cervantes has been battling some injuries, but I think the combo of those two are, you know, two of the best in two-way in the state. But around that, Coach Gassmeyer always is a good team, and they're going to go out there and compete every night, regardless who they have, and they're a very sound team. So, and again, you kind of see with our league that anybody can be anybody on a given night. So it's going to be another test, and I think our guys are looking forward to the challenge.
What's the expectations, and what's a couple keys to get a win on Friday?
The main expectation we're working on now is boxing out. I thought we've allowed way too many second chance points. I thought we have good first shot defense, but you know that kind of goes to waste when you allow some offensive rebounds. That and then executing our offense and finishing shots. I thought our execution on Tuesday night was okay. I think it could be a lot better, but we got good looks. We just need to finish the shot. You know, you can run a great play, but if you can't put the ball in the basket, you know, the play doesn't matter. So finishing shots and getting some box outs and allowing one shot on defense, I think, are going to be some keys for us.
There it is. Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us here after a victory against McLouth on Tuesday night. They'll look to keep the momentum rolling on Friday with a road trip to Valley Falls. Again, our conversation with the coach brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, thanks a bunch as always. Good luck against Valley on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.